Hello and welcome to Arts in France on Radio France International. I'm Rosalind Hyams. France's, well, actually the world's biggest film festival opens in 1 week from now, the Cannes Film Festival. Latin American and Spanish cinema has been more or less well represented in recent years at this international gig. Now, across the different sections and between the parallel events, Directors Fortnight and Critics Week, why would 2015 be different? Well, a Mexican film by Michel Franco called Chronic squeezed into the official lineup this year. And in the Un Certain Regard section, Mexican David Pablos, The Chosen Ones, as well as Colombian José Luis Rugeles, Argentinian-Colombian co-production Alias Maria. Thierry Frémaux, the festival's artistic director, told me it was tougher to select films from the region this year, and he explained why. Possibly, hopes for a stronger showing from Latin American cinema this decade have waned.
Well, first of all, to make a strong and a fair analysis about world cinema seen from Cannes' point of view, we must take 2, 3, 4, 5 years. So it's hard to make really some conclusion of watching in the selection of 1 year, and especially because all this film, I'm just the one who saw it. So maybe one could find that Latin America is not really, really present. But in the last 10 years, in the last 5 years, it was the opposite. So Latin American is quite important. And it's not because we don't have a lot of Latin American films. The deception is maybe more than Chile, for example. We thought 2 or 3 years ago that Chile could be the new Argentina. It's not exactly, not yet. And Brazil the same. Brazil is a great country of cinema, and we still wait beyond the authors we like, from Walter Salles to the others. That we hope that Brazil could give more films in the future.
And what about their European cousin, Spain? Well, we've seen some compelling and beautiful films from Spain in recent years, but Frémaux says it's the same thing. The artistic and technical potential is there, but not the material means.
Spain, the country has a very difficult economic situation, and cinema is not really, really, really the priority of the government, neither culture. The price to pay is this one. At the end, the Spanish cinema, which is a great country of cinema, but Spanish cinema is suffering a lot, and it's a pity.
Well, of course you can't keep artistic expression back, even if it may not be given full rein in such belt-tightened times. Young filmmakers particularly have something to say, and they're finding ways of making full use of new technologies, for example, to say it. This week we meet a director and an actress in his film, which he describes as very low budget. Costs were kept to a minimum by filming in two apartments in the same city, engaging only two actors and a couple of computers.
Hola.
Oh, yes. Hello, baby.
No, estoy estudiando. Hello.
¿Cómo lo llevas? ¿Cómo lo llevas?
Muy mal.
The film, 10,000 Kilometers, won the Best First Feature Film Goya in Spain's Cinema Awards. It's a story of two people who are very much in love and making plans for their future together when they physically separate so that one of them can seize a career opportunity. The film touches on a range of questions which affect many young and not so young people today. Questions to do with love and difficult life choices. What can you do to keep love alive when you're oceans apart? Questions also about virtual gadgets, how useful they are, and where their limits lie. Can computers, mobile phones, and even social networks replace human contact? Do they distort it? The director is Carlos Márquez Marcet. I caught up with him when he came to Paris for the release of 10,000 Kilometers here. He told me how he'd drawn on his own personal experiences when he'd been at film school in the States.
Once before we go, let's pretend this song won't end, and we never have to go home, and we'll dance among the chandeliers.
right when I arrived, you know, like when I started university there, I had to do a little, you know, exercise, and I did, I shot a Skype conversation, because that's actually what I was doing all the time, you know, when I arrived there, you know, I was trying to keep in contact with all my family and friends, and that's where the IKEA came from, because I suddenly realized that we're communicating with the tools of cinema, you know, it's like screens and cameras, it's like the same thing that Lumières were using when they started cinema, but now we're using it for communicate to each other instead to just portray in the world. You know, to me, when I thought of the movie, it was some kind of an epistolar, you know, like roman, epistolar novel, because, you know, I imagine, you know, people, it was very expensive to write at the beginning because there was no paper or no, you know, not everybody knew how to write. So, you know, writing, you know, in the American poems was a way to explain the world, but then suddenly they could use this to write to each other and communicate. And then somebody had the idea, okay, let's make this into a genre in itself. Let's make an epistolar genre where this communicate way can also be used to show us the world. But it's a mixture, you know, between communication and at the same time showing the world. Feel part of a new generation.
How would you describe this new direction, this new generation of Spanish filmmakers is taking?
I guess it's very diverse. That's the good thing. You know, I feel there was like a generation of genre films and, you know, and there was like some other like independent filmmakers doing things. But now there's like a generation where I feel the difference maybe is like we feel pretty united. You know, you feel like we're all working for the same things. We're working with a smaller budget, but with a lot of passion. We also have, you know, the opportunity to use like new technology that allow us to take more risks because we can make movies for less, but at the same time it's very precarious, you know, we all live, you know, we all share apartments because we don't have money to pay our own rent, but at the same time, you know, it's a very exciting moment where a lot of new filmmakers are coming out. I think the world is catching up slowly, and not for my film, but, you know, I know a lot of other very, very good filmmakers that I think we're going to be hearing their names a lot. I know, like, Carlos Bermud, he made Magical Girl, you know, that won San Sebastian this year. Or, I know, Oliver Laxe was in Cannes a few years ago. And there's a lot of no filmmakers.
Barcelona-based Marquez Marcet was accompanied by his film's leading lady, British actress Natalia Tena.
¿Esto es Sunset Boulevard?
Muy bien, aquí con palmeras y todo, muy bien.
¿Aquí es donde vive el vecino?
¿Y qué, cómo es?
Bien, no sé. Creo que un artista pringado como yo.
O sea, que no lo conoces, ¿no?
No.
Vale.
It was an opportunity to do a film in Spanish, which is, you know, my mother tongue, and that's how I was raised in Spanish, but I'd never worked in Spanish. And also, the concept of this almost triangle, love triangle, and it being technology. And, I mean, it felt like a challenge, but that's, I think, if you want to do something that scares you, that's probably because it's the right thing to do, generally. And I don't know, I've got a band called Molotov Jukebox. My guitarist has this problem with his girlfriend when she lived abroad. Now they've moved together, but in England. But that distance really does affect it. And I saw them and how they struggled. And that's not just them, it's so many young people that live separately to their partners. And it's mad because when there's that much distance, like a small little problem that you could fix in 2 seconds, a domestic problem, with this kind of distance, while at the same time being able to see each other, creates mountains out of nothing. And it's like, I found that very fascinating. You know, like, I think what happens in this film is that she changes her mind and that's when it tips the balance. But actually, maybe, you know, maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago, people would just have broken up just immediately. Like, well, you're going there, or he would have gone with her, you know? So this way, we are allowing each other to live more individual lives. And I think that kind of communication does work with family and friends. I just think with a kind of sexual relationship, you need to touch each other, you need to smell each other, you need to have that intimacy.
10,000 Kilometres is an efficient and emotional first film by Carlos Márquez Marcet, which presses the remote button. It just opened in Madrid, is still showing in Paris, and releases this summer in the US. I'll leave you with an extract of the music from this film, which starts off meaningful, then merry, then melancholic, moody, and sometimes mean. For this week's Arts in France, I'm Roslyn Hyams. Thank you for listening. La porto
teva i ja ho sabia d'altres cops que quan l'obres ets un i ja ho sabia d'altres cops que qui torna ja no ets tu.